Well, it's time for us to get started. If you would come on in and don't sit too close to the front, I guess is the. We have several that are out of town today, so still great to come together and praise the Lord. We'll have a prayer, and then Kevin, you have the class, correct? Okay, good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Holy God, how thankful we are to come together another Lord's Day. We pray this morning as we sing songs and praise to you, we pray our worship will be acceptable to you, that Jesus would be glorified and honored. We pray you be with Brother Kevin this morning as he continues his class, that we might gain things from it that will help us in our walk before you here. We are thankful for each and every person here. Be with our brothers and sisters that are traveling, that they may have safe travel. We thank you for all things in Jesus' name this morning. Amen.
This will be the last Sunday that we're going to talk about the highlights from Jeremiah. And so first I thought we'd finish what we were talking about last week, and then we will go into something for this final class. Last week we were talking about Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 28. And here Jeremiah was standing outside the temple at the gate, and he was talking to the people and preaching to the people who were coming into the temple. And the first thing, we could divide this up into three different sections. We talked about verses 1 through 15, and then we talked about verses 16 through 20. And now we can talk about, briefly, about the last verses in this section, 21 through 28. Verses 21 through 28, say, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat the flesh, for in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak to your fathers or command them concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices, but this command I gave to them, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the way that I commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they did not obey and incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels and the stubbornness of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. From the day that their fathers came out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have persistently sent all my servants, the prophets, to them day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. So you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall call to them, but they will not answer you. And you shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from their lips. So basically saying here, the key verse here is, but this command I gave them, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Verse 23 in this section. So the people are sort of deaf. The focus shifts back from, because the previous section to this, he was talking about how when they went home after visiting the temple and sacrificing to God, then they would do idolatry at home. And now Jeremiah is shifting his focus back to them, to the temple and the sacrifices, as